So I'll tell you, you know that we've had perils with our new puppy, Franklin.
Yeah.
7 months old now. And the worst, of course, well, he ate a sock and he had to throw it up. That was the first problem. The second was worse. He ate a sports bra and a sock. And that we had to have surgery for that.
Did those socks match?
No.
They weren't twins?
No. The first was my daughter's. The second is of unknown origin.
Much like the sports bra itself?
Well, the sports bra, again, my wife continues to deny that that is.
She thinks it belonged to your mistress.
Correct. A lot of unknown undergarments in your house. I am starting to question this.
That's true. A lot of unknown undergarments. Well, here's what happened yesterday. This, by the way, love the dog. He's so great, you know. Who saved who is the question. Who rescued who? In fact, I'm wearing.
I don't know. At this point, we might be even.
Yeah. I spent a lot of money. And I'm wearing today, well, two shirts that I'm very proud of. First, my Peyton Manning University of Tennessee volunteer shirt. It's Bama week. Fine.
It's Bama week.
We're in Tuscaloosa tomorrow.
You think we?
We're in
Tuscaloosa. Tough road game.
Yeah. You think I'm not wearing Tennessee orange on Bama weekend? Make no mistake, I am. Underneath, I've got my best dog owner ever.
Best dog dad.
Best dog dad ever shirt.
They give that to you after you spend $9,000 on a dog.
Fact. I spent
$9,000. It just shows up in the mail.
Yep. I spent $9,000 on my dog. So I am the best dog dad ever. That's true. Yesterday, I may have even gone above and beyond the $9,000. Not monetarily, but with something I had to do physically. Here's what happened. We were having the dogs groomed yesterday. Our older dog, Annie, the cockapoo, who never gives us an ounce of trouble, was being groomed.
In home or on site?
In home. We were having a mobile groomer come out. Okay. Second time we've used this woman who was doing a mobile groomer.
Does she, because one of our neighbors across the street has a similar service.
Mm-hmm.
She has a little curly-haired dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they pull up in what looks like a food truck or an ice cream truck.
Yeah, that's it.
And the dog goes out to the truck and the woman or the man, I can't remember if it's a man or a woman, they do the grooming in the vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And again, then bring the animal back.
It's very popular.
It's a lot like the woman who cuts Biggie's toenails. You know?
Bingo. Yep.
Although Biggie does not go to the truck.
No, she comes in.
This is
going full pedicure on the next one, by the way.
Are you? Going all the way?
Mm-hmm. Going not just toes, getting the full feet, everything.
You deserve it.
Scrubbing some, you know, dry skin off, working on the
scraping.
Heels.
Yes.
Yeah.
A cankle scrape.
She said, I think your heels could use some softening next time. I said, all right, let's do it. I'm in.
Well, you haven't seen them in a while, but yes.
Well, I have to throw my leg up each morning to, you know, get dressed. So I see my heels. I'm like, oh, yeah, they are dry.
Yeah. So anyway, the mobile groomer comes by.
Is there an order in which the animals go? Oldest, then youngest?
I believe that's right. The oldest, and the oldest is a cockapoo, so she gets a full haircut.
Shampoo.
All of it.
Trim.
Yeah, trim. Looks good. You know, a little bit of puff left on her legs and tail. It's how we like it. It's how we order it. You know, want a little poof here and there. Now, the younger dog, Franklin, is Bernedoodle. Very common, ordinary breed, you know.
Just some run-of-the-mill.
Run-of-the-mill, go get it at the shelter dog, right? So we've rescued another one. You're welcome. Anyhow, all he needs is a little trim around the face and a little poof here and there and all is well. But my wife gets a text in the middle of the day. Now, she's teaching school, and she looks down at her phone, and there's a picture of leaves. I'm going to show you the picture. And there's blood on the leaves. And
that sounds like the start of one of her murder movies.
Exactly. And the text is, call me immediately. And there's a picture of
blood. That's fresh blood.
God.
Fresh blood.
Oh, no.
On the autumn leaves.
On yellow leaves in the yard. So, of course, my wife thinks, who's been murdered? Have you cut one of the dogs?
Yeah.
Had the dog been cut? Because that happens.
So no one's home?
Mm-mm. Nobody home. She comes by and does it. We left a key for her.
Oh, she has key privileges.
Yeah, she has key privileges. I was here. She comes, boom, takes the dogs out one by one. It's really actually nice because, you know, the dog get their, she watches them a little bit while they walk around or whatever. Then she does the grooming. So there's blood on the leaves. And my wife apparently called her. Now, I didn't know any of this. I get a call from my wife. Now it's like 1:15. I had a text saying, call me immediately. Blood on the leaves. So I call her. Now, here's what it is. This is all it is. Dogs haven't been cut. The groomer noticed that when the younger dog, Franklin, urinated, he's peeing blood. Okay.
Oh no.
He's peeing blood. So this is what my wife instructs me. This is the part you're going to find the most interesting, I think. The dog groomer said, I've had some experience with this. It's either a kidney stone or a urinary tract infection. You need to get to the vet later this afternoon, if at all possible. So my wife tells me, I've made an appointment at the vet for 4 o'clock.
Regular vet or an emergency?
Regular vet, because they're open. It's a weekday. So regular vet, and they're available at 4 o'clock. And so she says, can you get him to the vet at 4 o'clock? And I said, yes. I was getting home at like 1:30. She goes, I wasn't playing pickle till 5:30. And she says, all right, can you get him to the vet at 4 o'clock? I say, yes. She says, now here's the other part that our dog groomer says you need to do. I said, okay, what? She says, and the dog was acting fine, by the way, just bouncing around, just fine, totally normal. Would not have even known anything was wrong, except she happened to see him pee, and the stream was red. It was blood.
Sometimes this happens to boxers after a bout.
Right.
has your dog gone 15 rounds?
I mean, he's fought with the other dog a few times, yeah, so maybe, you know. So anyhow,
a couple body shots.
Right. So he's got some internal something going on.
Right.
So my wife says the dog groomer informs her, you really need to get a urine sample from the dog. So she wants you to go out and lay near where the dog likes to urinate with a fresh cup and put it under him when he urinates.
What?
Oh,
there's got to be another way.
There isn't.
Yeah. I've heard about this stuff like on OnlyFans. Now, I'll pay you to come to my house, and then I want you to pee in this cup as I lay under you.
Now, don't jack off the dog. It's very important. Whatever you do, don't jack the dog.
Come here, buddy.
So I said, let me get this straight.
Why don't you come to your pee-pee spot?
I'm taking a red Solo cup out into our yard.
Yeah.
A clean cup, a juice glass,
yeah.
A clean cup of some sort, a tumbler, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Take it out there. It has to be clean. Put him in his favorite pee-pee spot. Lay beside him calmly. And put the cup
with a lightning quick reflexes as soon as he lifts a leg. Yeah.
As soon as he lifts a leg.
Just don't ignore me. I'm just here.
I'm just here trying to collect urine from you because they'll want to do a urinalysis over at the vet's office, and you can take the cup of urine in to them. Okay.
Was that recommended from the vet, or did your wife just think she was being proactive?
This was recommended by the dog groomer, who said, I've had some experience in this area. Here's what you need to do.
It's best if you have a sample.
It's best if you have a sample when you come in. My wife relayed it to me. So I took Franklin out to his favorite pee-pee spot and said, come on, buddy, come on. And then I got down.
Look where we are.
And with my juice glass, and he started licking me in the face. And then, you know, I was like, come on, you need to pee. I'm like trying to coax urine out of him. And every time I got close to him, when he would pee, of course he'd move away.
Of course, yeah. He's like, what are you doing? Why are you reaching for my junk, man?
It never
hey,
worked.
Hey,
it never. Yeah.
This is private. That's a bad touch.
Yeah, really. I mean, imagine if you're at a urinal and the guy next to you suddenly is like, let me get a piece of that.
Exactly.
Yeah. He knows. He's like, uh-uh.
You look kind of feverish when you came in. I'm going to go ahead and grab a sample if you don't mind.
Hey, since we're both here at the same time, you mind peeing in this?
You know, as I was laying in the mulch, staring up at the sky, I thought, what, where, why?
What a beautiful fall day.
A beautiful day. I just thought, where is my life now that I'm laying in the grass, waiting for a dog to pee near me.
Hoping to catch it.
Collect bloody urine from the dog so I can take it in.
So it was a fruitless hunt?
Fruitless. Never got it. Tried for 15 minutes. And finally I said, you know what? I'm just taking him to the vet at 4 o'clock. I'm not going to have a urine sample with me. I'm just not. There's no way to do it.
I mean, I would imagine that vets have seen this a billion times, and they know that eventually the animal will urinate. I don't know that they can go in and get a sample, you know, from a bladder.
Well.
And they know how, but if they do, they know how to get it.
Okay. And catch it.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Well, I'll tell you the outcome here. First, Joe, Josh, you have a comment about this as well. Go ahead, Josh.
Hey, guys. My wife is a veterinary technician, and one of her absolute favorite things about her job is seeing the containers that people use to bring in their dog's urine. And one time she had someone bring it in an airplane tequila bottle.
That's my favorite.
You catch it in what you can.
Yeah, right. Whatever's nearby. I feel like that might taint it. You'd have tequila in. Hilarious. Thank you, Josh. Well, I never got it. I mean, he peed a little, and I never got near him. I couldn't get close enough.
Did you put the glass back in Gen Pop, or did you toss it?
I put it in Gen Pop. I never really got it. I rinsed it, and I put it in the dishwasher.
Oh, God. Why didn't you use something disposable?
I should have. But my wife's probably going to want to take that out.
Yeah.
It out of circulation.
Anyway, get to the vet. And the vet takes him back there for 5 minutes and says, "We got him to urinate." Oh, great. Okay.
Did you?
Did you really?
Yeah, he did perfectly. I'm right for the container and everything. What?
So it was bloody, but he said it's exactly what the dog groomer said. It's either a urinary tract infection or a kidney stone. And he's like, "Hope for urinary tract infection." Yeah. We'll knock that out with that.
Yes, you can't do any more surgeries.
Right. So they did an x-ray, and he said he's the youngest dog I've ever seen with either. Before they even knew what it was, they were like, very young to have either of these things happen. And for urinary tract infections, it's usually female dogs. But,
you know.
So they come back after an x-ray and say, it is a urinary tract infection. And he said, it's a head scratcher, but here's antibiotics. How about $476? And have a great weekend.
Okay. You know what?
Right.
You know what I'm going to do? Mm. I'm going to get one of those telethon boards.
And just ring it up?
Yeah, it's gone kind of by the wayside with the internet now. But if you remember, they used to have like a 24-hour TV telethon to raise money for whatever. And on the big board, they'd always have the number increasing.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to find one of those old telethon boards,
get
it in here so we can keep adding to the total money you spent on the dog.
Franklin Fund. So add another $476 to the... Oh, we've had another $400.
Hey, we just had a big donation here, folks. This caller wants to stay anonymous, but they have donated $476.
Look, I'm starting a tab at the vet. I mean, it is just unbelievable. And so she said, do you want to copy the receipt? I said, oh, yeah, give me the receipt. I want a record of this. I'm keeping this.
My God.
I'm starting a scrapbook on this. So now it's antibiotics for the next 14 days.
Is that in the food, or is that you have to give it a pill down the throat?
It's a pill, but it's with food. Last night I just put it in my hand with some kibble. He gobbled it right up. So he has no problem doing that. My wife has sent me a picture of that thing Biggie uses, that day-by-day, Monday through Friday
Pill organizer.
Pill organizer, so we have that.
So do you have to monitor the urine?
Yes. Keep looking at it. It should no longer be bloody within 5 to 6 days, but it's a 14-day
long.
Yeah, he said it'll knock it out in 5 or 6 days, but they'll keep blasting it for 14 whole days. Only side effect, lose stool. So,
oh, no.
I'd have to deal with that as well, but he says he doesn't.
He didn't go in the house anymore.
No.
Right.
No, he's good with that.
Well, your daughter will be off for the next few weeks. She's like, I'm not picking that
she
up
can't.
Out in the yard.
Oh, no. Oh, she never picks up anything. Don't get me started on that. She won't do it anymore.
She can't pick up a solid. She's not going to be able to pick this up.
No chance. No chance.
Oh,
I know. Well, anyway, all is well. Just another ding to the wallet.
Are you going to save the urine on the leaf pick? Make that your Christmas card?
I think so. I thought it was very festive, actually.
Yeah, or make it a wreath.
It actually does look like a book cover.
Does it? Oh, yeah, it really does. Yeah. Isn't that nice? The vet told me he used to work in Minnesota, and these go unnoticed all the time until the winter, and they're peeing on the snow, and you see it, you know, because it's bloody.
I can see that.
Yeah, and he's like, around here, he's lucky you noticed. I said, well, I didn't. My, dog groomed it, or
how
I would.
How about that?
Anyway, he looks great, and he's acting normally, but he's peeing blood. I mean, blood. It's not just like a mix.
Gosh, is he sexually active?
He wants to be.
Is he Randy?
He is, yes.
But you're not allowed to get him fixed.
Not for another year. He's got to be 18 months before he gets fixed.
How are you going to have him around other animals?
I don't know that I will. I mean, he tries to go after the female dog, and she fights him right off.
Oh, yeah. She ain't going to take that.
Yeah, but he's going to get stronger, and his urges are going to get stronger.
And
she'll get weaker as she ages.
Well, right. We're trying to... And let me tell you, my poor Afghan, he goes after it all. When I put it on my knee, he comes over every time. And you know I love an Afghan.
And mounts it?
Yeah.
Yes. At the end of a long day... I pull my Afghan over my knees, and he comes over. He's
finally. I've been waiting all day, baby.
You know you want it.